Morning.
Okay, Tzadi Aleph. Haise talis chagura al masnov, v'chasoso bimosnov v'mato. You have like a sheet covering you. Oslis pala ad shiachas elibo. You can't cover until your heart is covered. V'im lo kila eslibo oshenenas v'ein lo b'mashi eschase. If he doesn't cover, there's an onus in the beyond, you don't have what to cover. So, hoyo v'kise avoso, mispalo yotze. Yotze, you are yotze since setting the covering that the your arrow is not exposed. Since if cut and obvious is ad, tetzorech liroys es atzmo ki'ilu oymi lifnei hamelech umedaber ve'emo. So you have to picture davening is like you're standing in front of the king, and you are going to speak with an awe. Beis shiachasibo libo to cover your heart. Hu hadin kol gufo. Really, the entire body should be covered. In the deer shoe footnote 2, it means lechem yishiragi leleches mechasayim kitzar. A person wears shorts. It's because we're going to Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Shirotzi shelo lispalakach. He shouldn't daven. V'haysiv she'osu lios shatz shliach tibur. So he writes that a person who goes around with shorts shouldn't daven that way, and certainly can't be a shliach tzibur while wearing shorts. You wouldn't stand that way in front of a king, so he says you can't daven that way either. In Gimel, Hoil roitze loymir afilu haya mimosnov lamalo orum yotza. So if he's wearing pants, but he's not wearing a shirt or anything, so then technically speaking, one is yotze that way. Beis. Tzarech lezor ezor b'shas ha-tefillah. So you have to wear a belt at the time that one's davening. Afilu yeshlo avnet. Even a person has avnet suna here, not avnet from last week's parsha. You know, here it means pants. We will speak out that that's what it really means. Even if you're wearing pants, she'ein libo roes ha'erva. So even though you're wearing pants and there's like an elastic band or something that's separating between the upper and lower parts of the body, nevertheless you should wear a belt, mishum hikon, to prepare oneself, right? To prepare yourselves, hikon likrosis Hashem lokecha. That's a pasuk the Gemara Darshan's in the beginning of Shabbos, that one should do something special to before coming close to Hashem. Aval sha'ar brachos mutu levarech b'loch agora. But the other brachos you can make without a belt, me'achas yesh lo michnasayim, since you're wearing pants. Hagav ein liba roya se'erva, right? Provided that there's a separation between them. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Beis tzarech b'di'eved im hispala below ezor yotze. So technically speaking, if you daven without a belt, you are yotze. V'yeshoimrim od. Some say davke mishirag yoko hayom b'chagor. This is talking about a person over here who goes this way, dresses this way the entire day. Av mishahalech kol hayom below chagor, but a person who doesn't wear a belt, so gam shas tefila in tzarech lachkor. So he doesn't have to put a belt special for davening. Umiyumidas chasidus afke kehagavna. But it would be a nice thing to do that. So there's some people who don't necessarily wear, let's say, like a tie. But for davening, they put on a tie because they want to do something special for the davening itself. In those times, the way the Mefarshim explained, I heard from Shechter, is that the gartel, the avnet, was like the finishing touches that you'd put on when you're going to meet a chashuv person. But nowadays, a little strange to a person who's not accustomed with Jewish rituals to start putting on a gartel before he goes to speak to them. But nowadays, it'd be like a tie. So Shechter pointed out, he once saw somebody who did something quite strange, a chasen, wherever they were, and they didn't have a gartel, so the guy took off his tie. Took off the tie to make a gartel out of that, and the shach thought that was a little bit ridiculous. Okay, hey, avnet roitzlomer avnet shel michnasayim means pants. Hamafsik bein libo leerva vav mishum hikon likras. Do you prepare yourself before meeting Hashem? Ise bezor veschanon man dekoim betzlosa boy lechasosi reshe ve'enohi begin de lo yistake b'shchinta. Person is going to daven should cover his eyes, right? Betalis, I skipped the line, right? Behind the betalis shal mitzvah, v'chein nohagin ki hayom l'chasos rosh ad einayim, betalis mitzvah b'shas tefilas shmona esrei. So, if you remember when the Kal of Rebbe Shlita was here, he did that by the shmona esrei. He took his tassel and put it all the way over his head up to here. Man de mafakach inoy b'shas slosei makdim alei malach amovis ayim b'simin sadi hey b'shmish brua b'sivkot in heke. So, there is an Indian to do it, to cover oneself with their talus over the entire head up till they're like this far down when davening Shmona Esrei.
What is it saying?
It says that something bad will happen. Right? Man, one person who opens up his eyes, b'shas tzlosei, the time that he's actually diving, samachimele, he brings closer to him, malacham ovis. Okay. All right. Not a good thing. Zion.
Shar brachos, but this is only bedin by Shmon Esrei. Who had din kriya shma lo shayach hikon likras lokecha, right? Because hikon is a din in tefillah, but not by shma. Ki in kishayim lifnei hamelech. That's when you really have to do this extra things when you're doing it. And michnasayim pants. Who had din im begad of munochim devukim mamish al habeten. If the clothing is really attached close to the stomach. Shemafsikim bein libel erva. So then in that case, that would also be a hefsek between the upper and lower parts of the body. Okay.